With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Six more states held primary elections this week, and the top Republican in Congress concerned about many of the results on the Salem program. This week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, House Speaker Mike Johnson said this week that Democrats seem intent on nominating far-left radicals for both the House and Senate.
The farther and farther left candidates are making their way through these primaries, and some of them are prevailing, heading out into runoffs. Really dangerous people with really dangerous ideologies. They're Marxists, and they want to turn America into that. So we have to defeat them. This is a battle of ideologies. We say it often, the widening chasm between the two parties, it's, you know, in terms of our philosophy, has never been as great as it is, and that's why the stakes are so high.
Speaker Johnson's full interview will be heard when This Week on Capitol Hill is broadcast, starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Time today on the Salem News Channel. Various rumors and mistrust persisting in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo as the region battles Ebola.
The rare Bundibugyo type of Ebola has taken locals by surprise after weeks of spreading unnoticed. Hundreds of cases were suspected when the outbreak was declared in May, but many dismissed the news as a Western conspiracy. Like many people living in eastern Congo, Shanti Jokis has struggled to make sense of the outbreak. She laments that there were so many rumors about Ebola that people didn't know what to believe. She says the rumors I hear are that people don't believe Ebola exists, and now people are afraid to go to the hospital. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Also at SRNnews.com, U.S. employers added more jobs than expected in the latest report. And that's because things are doing a little bit better on the inflation front than some had been hoping. The Labor Department reported Friday that job growth was down slightly last month from a revised 179,000 in April, but still better than expected. This is SRN News. There's a new study out that takes a look at the role social issues play in Sunday morning sermons.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it finds that white evangelical Protestants who attend church regularly are most likely to hear the pastor mention abortion or homosexuality from the pulpit. Catholics, on the other hand, are more likely to hear about abortion or immigration. Amongst white mainline Protestants, sermons are more likely to mention a wide range of issues, including those mentioned, as well as Israel, the Iran war, and the environment. Michael Harrington reporting.
Lawmakers in Ghana have passed a bill that would impose prison terms of up to 10 years for people who promote LGBT activities, reviving legislation that has been promoted by religious groups in the West African country. That legislation is expected to be signed into law by the president there. John Mahama would also impose prison terms of 3 years for those who engage in LGBT acts. This is SRN News. Astronauts on the International Space Station take shelter in SpaceX Dragon as cosmonauts try to fix an air leak.
Out of an abundance of caution, five astronauts aboard the International Space Station had to temporarily take shelter in the SpaceX capsule that is docked at the station, while cosmonauts worked to fix a new leak on the Russian side of the orbiting space station. That part of the space station has suffered from cracks and leaks over the years. NASA says Roscosmos decided to do a more extensive repair after fresh problems were found.
That is Donna Warder reporting. The U.S. stock market had its worst day since October on Friday as a sell-off in big technology companies weighed down the broader market. Bond yield surge as a strong jobs report did boost expectations that the Federal Reserve will be forced to hike interest rates at some point. More of these stories at srnnews.com.